So great to be learning together, Sharei Araz, Shuva of the week. And this week we're going to focus on something that we're doing in our weekly Shacharit Minyan from Monday to Thursday, this time of the year, when Mishiyakir is late in the morning, relatively speaking. I think this Monday morning it'll be something like 6:12. You just double check that. And what happens, what Carmi does is he comes, we all should all be doing this, is we come early to the Beit Knesset, and we started about 6:05, saying Karbanot, including the Shema Yisrael that we say as part of Karbanot, which is a Ben Yishchai says a chiyuv, or Rav Avadya says this means it's an obligation from Divrei Kabbalah. It's not a strict halachic obligation, but at the time when he's saying the Shema and the Karbanot, he is not wearing his tefillin. So is that okay? Because we put on the tefillin only after we finish Karbanot, and the time of Mishiyakir has already come upon us, then we put on the tefillin. But are you allowed to be saying that first pasuk of Shema without the tefillin? So the Ben Yishchai says no, actually. You look in the Ben Yishchai, he writes that you should make sure that in Parashat Vayera, Otbet, he writes, he should make sure to put on the tefillin before Parashat Kriyat Shema in order that it should be on you when you're saying Shema Yisrael in the Karbanot, which is interesting and based on the Gemara and Brachot, because it says, the Gemara and Brachot teaches the second parak called Kore Kriyat Shema Kvila Tefillin Kila Made Edut Sheker Bat. Most someone reads Kriyat Shema without tefillin is testifying falsely about himself. So Rav Avadya takes serious issue with this on a number of levels. So he says, first of all, he makes four arguments that he puts forth that this is not a problem. Number one, if you say only the first pasuk, it's not a problem. Only problem is if you read the first parasha. That's only if you're worried about the Kriyat Shema, the time of Kriyat Shema elapsing. You're reading late. Here you're very early. You're not worried about Kriyat Shema lapsing. So all you're saying is the very first pasuk. That's it. Not saying the parasha. If you're just saying the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, there's no concern of Meid Edut Sheker Batzma. What's the concern of that you are testifying falsely about yourself? Is that the pasuk says you're reading Ukshartam Lo Tiyadecha Ve'ilu Tarfot Bininecha, and lo and behold, you're not wearing the tefillin. So you read about that you're supposed to do this mitzvah and you're not doing this mitzvah. That's the inconsistency that we don't want. But that's only if you read the psukim of Ukshartam Laideka Deka Vayilo Tarevot Beninaka. If you just read, say, the first pasuk, that's not a problem. That's number one. Number two is that the Gemara compares someone who says Kriyat Shema without tefillin to someone who brings a korban olah without a mincha and the zevach without nisachim. But we know the halakha is the Gemara Menachot Tedvav tells us that that as long as you bring the mincha or the nesachim later on that day, even a couple of days later, you're still allowed to bring it. So it doesn't have to be brought specifically when you're bringing the korban. It can be done later. So too, whenever, as long as you are going to be putting on tefillin later in the day, it's not a problem, and you are, and he has a great raya to this, Rav Avadya. Look at the practice that Shulchan seems clear from the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Avadya doesn't love it. It's not minhag Yerushalayim. He writes, well, that's disputed, but it's a minhag of many Sephardic Kehilot, including ours on Tisha B'Av, that we put on the tefillin only at mincha, not in shacharit. And we say Kriyat Shema, of course, in the mornings. We must every single day. Isn't that Meyud Edut Sheker? So the answer is because we do as long as we're doing it later in the day. And Rav Avadya points out to the Meiri. The Meiri says the Isur of Korei Kriyat Shema below Tefillin is only a problem when you're doing a Zerg Zilzul, when you're trying to degrade the Tefillin. God forbid you're trying to do it for the zilzul of tefillin in the case of Tisha B'Av, and the same thing in our situation here. The only reason why you're saying the Kriyat Shema without the tefillin, because it's not yet time of tefillin. Yeah, you're waiting for Mishi Yakir. Chas v'shalom is not a zilzul. So that's a second very, very solid reason why it's not a problem. Third, it's a very interesting point that he made. Very interesting raya he brings to this idea is that on Rosh Hashanah we say Yom Teruah. We describe the day as Yom Teruah in every tefillah, including Shacharit. You describe the day as Yom Teruah, and yet you're only going to be blowing shofar at Musaf. Oh, so you see, as long as you do the mitzvah later, you're not meud edut sheker ba'atzmo. You are not testifying falsely about yourself. It is not a problem. And put this all together, and Rav Avadya comes out ruling leniently about this point. And as long as you fix it later, it's not a problem. And this is his conclusion. And this is what we should be doing every morning when you're reading the Kriyat Shema of Karbanot. Before you put on tefillin, he says, L'chadchila, just read the pasuk of Shema, don't say the first parasha in such situation. But once you're going to be reading the first parasha, because you're afraid of the time of tefillin is going to pass quickly, you should l'chadchila try to make sure to put on the first tefillin. However, shatatchak, in case of great need, or that there is some difficulty involved, you can rely on all the mekilim that he quotes in this tshuva. This is Yechav Adad, Chelek Vav Siman Bet. He quotes Rav Chaim Sanzer, many great achronim who are mekel about this issue, who say that as long as you're gonna wear the tefillin later in the day, you're not considered to be me'id edut sheker ba'atzmo. Wishing everybody a great day. And a great week full of bracha and briyut.